Una. Good morning, everybody. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. For Orthodox Christians around the world, the holiest night of the year comes on the evening of the celebration of Great and Holy Pascha, where we celebrate together the resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And on this night, the highlight of the evening comes when all the lights in the church are turned off, and the entire church sits in complete darkness, waiting for the priest to exit through the royal doors with a single lit candle. Then, with each parishioner holding an unlit candle, the priest takes his single flame and distributes it to those sitting here in the first couple rows. And in return, the people light the candle of their neighbor who's sitting next to them, until all the candles in the entire church are lit, illuminating the entire sanctuary with a very soft glow. It's quite a beautiful sight. A holy glow that represents the holy light of Christ that's being distributed to all the people living throughout all corners of the world. And the church repeats this solemn candle lighting custom each year in memory of a miraculous event that has been occurring for centuries at the Church of the Holy Sepulchre in the holy city of Jerusalem. Every year, on the eve of the Orthodox Great and Holy Pascha, Holy Saturday, the Greek Orthodox Patriarch in Jerusalem at one point enters the tomb of Jesus Christ alone, where he prays until a holy light miraculously appears from the stone where Jesus Christ was laid to rest by Joseph of Arimathea, in a tomb, according to Scripture, that was offered by him for that particular occasion. And then, in an interview I once read with the Greek patriarch in the late 90s, that miraculous light forms somehow into a pillar of fire, he says. He's the only one that's allowed to see it. The patriarch then lights a candle that he's carried with him inside the tomb from that miraculous pillar of fire, referred to as the holy fire, and he spreads it to all the people present in the church of the Holy Sepulchre on that day. Those people who have been waiting so patiently and crowded for this annual demonstration of God's miraculous holy power to be revealed to them. But witnesses say that this holy fire has also been known to spontaneously and miraculously light the candles of some people who are crowded into that church and waiting outside for the patriarch to emerge from the tomb before they even have a chance to see him for the first time. This amazing annual event is considered to be perhaps the oldest unbroken Christian ceremony in the entire world, dating all the way back to at least the 4th century, but there were some accounts that recorded even earlier. And it's celebrated on the same feast day, the feast day of Great and Holy Pascha, in the exact same location, at approximately the exact same time each and every year. And this year, the miracle of this holy fire came all the way to America for the very first time. And it even made its way to our own Basilica of St. Mary, where it is eternally represented on our own lighted candles that burn continuously back there on our holy altar table. However, when the Orthodox Church and all Orthodox Christians throughout the world repeat this custom each and every single year at Easter, it represents much more than simply just a memory of a miraculous event that takes place in Jerusalem each year. The miracle of the holy fire reminds us of our true calling as Christians living in this world. It is an annual reminder of our ultimate purpose in life, a calling and a purpose that we heard about in the gospel lesson this morning. The gospel lesson is taken from a sermon that was given by Jesus Christ to a group of people who had gathered to listen to him in the hills above the Sea of Galilee. The sermon is now commonly referred to as the Sermon on the Mount, and I'm sure you've all heard of it. And in this sermon, at one point, Jesus tells his listeners that you are the light of the world. A city set on a hill can never be hidden. Nor do men light a lamp and put it under a bushel, but they put it up on a lampstand, and it gives light to all the household. Therefore, Jesus said, let your light so shine before all men that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. These are powerful and very important words from Christ to us, because in these few sentences, Jesus is describing for each and every single one of us our ultimate purpose as Christians living in this world. He is describing our ultimate calling and our true vocation as human beings. I was speaking to a young man earlier this week who shared with me that sometimes he feels like his life is empty, that every now and then he feels like there's a great void in his life, that sometimes he feels disconnected from his faith and also disconnected from his church. And he asked me if I had any advice for him. So I told him, first of all, we all feel this way from time to time. And then I reminded him of something that I shared with the teens who come every Tuesday for our Camp St. Mary program. And I had just shared it with them a couple days before. That in the book of Leviticus, in the Old Testament, Moses gives a reminder to those who desire to worship and to follow God's law that they are called out by God to be holy, just as God in heaven is holy. In other words, I shared that with him in the hope that he would understand that it's not enough simply to have knowledge about the Christian faith or to identify with the Christian faith by calling yourself a Christian Anybody can do that. Those things won't ever be enough to fill any inner void or emptiness that we have when we're struggling really alone to survive out in the world in which we find ourselves. No, in order to have a sense of fulfillment, we need to listen to the one who created us in the first place and live as our Creator intends us to live. We need to live our faith. And that means we need to be holy as our Lord God is holy. We need to actively seek out holiness in our lives. And we need to surround ourselves with holiness at all times and in every place. And I told him that one of the best ways I can think of for doing this is to first and foremost know yourself and to be true to yourself. That as Christians, we should continuously be aware of where we are at all times. We should be aware and we should know who we are with at all times. And we should be aware of what we are doing at all times. Because if we are surrounding ourselves with people or places or situations that are not leading us towards a life of holiness, that are not leading us towards being filled with God's holy light, then we're being filled with something else. And that something else is called darkness. And therefore, we may begin to feel empty, or we may begin to feel like there's some kind of giant void within us. Because according to the gospel lesson this morning, our ultimate purpose in life is to grow in the likeness of Christ, who said, "I am the light of the world." And our ultimate purpose is to share his holy light with all those around us. Because Jesus said in the gospel this morning, "You are the light of the world. Let your light shine before all men." In other words, dear brothers and sisters in Christ, if we ever feel empty inside, or if we are ever feeling disconnected from God or from our faith or from the church, the best remedy, according to the gospel lesson this morning, is to remember who God calls us to be, his holy light, and to share that light with all those that we encounter. Not necessarily by preaching with our words, and definitely not by judging others for their beliefs, but for sure by our actions, by the example of our strength, by our unwillingness to compromise who we are, by our positive behavior towards others, by not allowing others to influence us negatively, by staying connected to our church, by serving others. And I just want to welcome back those teens and Sonia Casis back from Project Mexico, who for the last week have been serving others in that country, building them homes and giving them food and providing all their needs for them. And also, not only by serving others, but by regularly receiving the holy sacraments. But the choice is ours, and really ours alone. In this life, we can either decide to fill ourselves with darkness, or we can decide to fill ourselves with light. The event of lighting candles, bringing holy illumination to a darkened church that we experience and we witness each year at Great and Holy Pascha, reminds us that although we live in a world of darkness, of sin, of separation from God, we do not need to give in to that darkness. Because we've been given the light of Christ. We are called to be set apart as Christians living in this world. We're called to shine like the stars of heaven, like the prayer we read at every marriage ceremony. And we are called to surround ourselves continuously with holiness. And we are called to share the light of Christ with others around us. And by doing this, not only will any emptiness or void be filled within our own lives, but we may, by the grace of God, help to fulfill the emptiness or the void that somebody else may be experiencing themselves. You are the light of the world. Let your light shine before all men, so that they may too be filled with God's holiness and give glory to Him who is in heaven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.